USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, Alveda King reflects on the legacy of her uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
I'm encouraging people today to remember he was a prophet. He was seeking the divine. He did not serve politics nor government. Martin Luther King Jr. served God. And so all the solutions should be right for the human race.
King was speaking there on Fox News. Also today, California Senator Kamala Harris announced she's running for president. The high-ranking Democrat made it official on Twitter and ABC's Good Morning America. Republican National Committee spokesman Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News it's very interesting seeing all these Democratic candidates.
These are the same iterations of a Democratic mold that will not work at a national electorate. We're seeing the Democratic Party no longer be the party of JFK and drift towards the far-left socialist flank.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Americans consumed less alcohol in 2018 for the third consecutive year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The findings come from IWSR, the leading global beverage alcohol data and analytics firm based in London. Randy Rand of IWSR tells us it's beer consumption that is down 1.5%.
If you look at volume share, 78% of total volume share of beverage alcohol consumption in the U.S. is beer.
Conversely, consumption of wine and spirits has increased.
Wine and spirits have been growing pretty strongly over the past 20 years or so, even some subsegments of beer.
I'm John Clemens.
President Trump is paying his respects to the four Americans killed in a suicide bombing in Syria. The president traveled to Dover Air Force Base to meet with the families of the fallen. Retired U.S. Army Ranger Sean Parnell says this is part of being the commander-in-chief.
So much about being a successful commander in the military is just about showing up when the times are tough.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A tenured University of Colorado professor recently delivered a speech raising public awareness about the prevalence of a liberal bias across college campuses. Joshua Dunn is a political science professor at the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs. He tells Fox News why he felt it was vital to bring up the lack of diversity during his speech.
Certainly. So I think it's important both for teaching and for research. If you think about the university, those are the two most important things that we do. And if we're training the next generation of leaders, we really do need to make certain that students are exposed to a wide range of ideas. As well, if you're generating research, if you don't have people trying to point out some of the errors in your research, then there are going to be dangers that you're going to consolidate around opinions or viewpoints that are really incorrect.
Professor Dunn was then asked if he expects that there will be more conservative or libertarian leading professors on college campuses.
I don't think it's going to change anytime soon, because if you're going to get conservative professors, you need to get conservatives going into graduate school. And I think there are a lot of conservative students who just really aren't interested in a career in higher education, or they're afraid that they'll be discriminated against because of their politics. So I don't think it'll change anytime soon. But there is an effort, particularly by many people on the left in the university, to try and generate a greater range of viewpoints. There's a great organization called Heterodox Academy that was founded by progressive scholars to really take on this problem.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.